Blog Talk Radio.
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hand I was waiting for, I'd spot snapping his fingers, slapping his hand. Buckshot turned up the band. And she was blinded by a light. Oh, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. She got down, but she never got tight. But she'll make it. All right. Sunburned stone, baritone, and a cyclone rolling. Some silicone sister with a manager's mister. No.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community, that's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild goat, Voodoo, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the Twisted Thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. 1 p.m. Wednesday, tune in for Keeping It Brief, and then join us later that evening as we turn up the heat with The Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between Inner Craft, A Silent Art with Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana Index. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry, and Saturday is split between Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Daniel. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30, Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Take a Walk on the Wild Side Tuesdays. Then join Jeremy Thursday as he brings you the headliner's ball. Break on through with Pam on Friday. Saturdays, join Aphasiana and Babla as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the solace of shadows. Check out the contest and prompts for all of our shows. Call in through your phone and hang for the fun. Good evening, Pam, or Jean, or I'm not sure who's here.
Hello, Rex. You're like, I don't care who it is as long as I have somebody. Hey, no, you know what? I'm a little surprised, too. It's funny. I actually had talked to Jean earlier about me possibly running the phone tonight, but it was, we talked about so much other stuff that I don't remember if we ever decided, and it was like 30 freaking seconds before the show, and I happened to look in the studio, and I was going to call the regular number. I looked in the studio, I'm like, Rex is there all alone, okay, I'll call in. So I go to call in, and for some reason I had this brain fart moment, like the host number popped up, and in my brain, with my eyes, it looked like it was Jean's number, so I hung up. And then realized I had hung up on myself. So then I called back into the host number. But, man, I don't know what's going on. It very well could have been that somewhere in our conversation she said, yes, go ahead, run the phones. And I had a horrible brain fart moment. Or, you know, I mean, it could be that, she had a busy day. She could get getting some much-needed rest. But either way, whatever it is, I'm here and looking forward to the show.
Well, good. Good. I went with Bruce's song to lead off. I saved the better one of the two songs for the second hour because everybody got to hear Manfred's Over the Years. That was a better take on Bruce's original song, which he put out in January of 73. It was, the president of Columbia Records at the time, got an early listen to the Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, Bruce's debut album, and he said it was missing a possible potential single on the album. So Bruce wrote Spirit in the Night and Blinded by the Night and added that to the album. It is part of the song was comes out of Bruce's childhood. The lines, was it a madman drummers, bummers, and Indian summers with a teenage diplomat is about him, the madman drummer being his drummer, Vinny Lopez. The Indians in the summer refers to his name of Bruce's old Little League team, the teenage diplomat is him. And funny enough, he used a rhyming dictionary for a lot of the musical whimsy that came through with this song.
Well, you know what? I say good for Bruce. I actually have a rhyming dictionary, and I think songwriters and poets should use the resources that they have on hand. So I think that is awesome. I also think, it's just funny to me how often these song lyrics have been misunderstood. And they're so, you know what it is? And it was just such a great prompt for you to choose, because you can really dig into the individual parts or the song as a whole, and you can have fun with it. So very cool.
Yeah, the piece you're talking about is Revved Up Like a Deuce. It's referring to the old 32 car. And everybody all quoted that is because it comes across as revved up like a douche. There was a glitch in the recording when Manfred Mann put it together, and they couldn't get the glitch out without screwing up the whole tape. So they left it as it was. But it's not revved up like a douche. It's revved up like a deuce, referring to the old 32 car.
Yep. Yeah, but yeah, and a great turnout. You got quality and quantity, so very cool there.
Both songs do different.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce's is 5 minutes long, and Manfred took his up to 7 minutes, added a little bit of a extra oomph, some pop in the music, and even threw in the that chopsticks angle with the piano halfway through the song as a crossover.
You know what? I like that. I think that's really cool. You know, I like that little bit of extra music that gives it some pop and zing. So.
Well, it turned a five-minute song into a 7-minute song.
And eventually somebody will come along that'll turn it into a 9-minute song.
Nah, I think the 7 minutes just perfect the way it is. He really lit that song up. The difference when you hear it at the top of the second hour, you'll understand why that song actually 4 years later made it to number one in 1977.
Well, yeah, and that does happen sometimes when like somebody. Not all the time. There are a lot of what do they call a song where somebody else redoes it or redo or whatever, a cover. Yeah, there are a lot of cover songs that, you know, nobody pays attention to, but there are some where it becomes better. You know, like Jimi Hendrix with the All Along the Watchtower. You know.
Well,
totally different show.
It is essentially a cover, but it's more of a reinterpretation of the song.
Yes, I can see that. That makes sense, especially with the different kinds of guitar playing. Yeah. Very cool. But yes, I am definitely looking forward to tonight's rites and how people interpreted the song. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, I am ready.
All right.
All right.
I guess this is so started.
All right. So up first we have Close Encounters of the Denny's Kind by After the Fire. And go ahead, Rex, and give that a read for us, please.
Close Encounters of the Denny's Kind by After the Fire. I went outside to look up at the sky and noticed that one star was moving fast. I knew that something had to be all right and hoped I found a UFO at last. The light kept getting bigger as it flew. I swear it was coming right at me. I froze in place, not knowing what to do. It got so bright, I could no longer see. Though blinded by the light, I tried to flee, but I was not some runner in the night. Besides, the light had gotten hold of me, and suddenly I find myself in flight. A transport beam would take me up to their ship, where aliens would greet me with a grin. I hoped that they would take me on a trip, but also feared the probing would begin. The captain said, "Excuse me, human man, our navigators are drunk and we are lost. Our voyage isn't going quite as planned. We got to Mars, then got our wires crossed." He said that they were looking for Des Moines. He heard the Denny's there was pretty good. His drunken navigator flipped the coin, which placed them squarely in my neighborhood. Computers on that ship were much like mine, and so I Googled for the right directions. The captain then invited me to dine and stayed oversee their course corrections. We got to Denny's right at 3 a.m. The witches thought we were an emo band. The aliens all had an extra limb, but mind control would make her understand. We ate like kings, then beamed aboard the ship. They took me then to tour the Milky Way. For aliens, I found them pretty hip. It was a dirty shame I couldn't stay. Before the captain said goodbye for good, then dropped me off and vanished out of sight. He said when they were in the neighborhood, we'd hit the IHOP on another night. And now each night, I look up at the sky and look for that one star that's very bright. Because it's the captain's turn to buy when we pop into IHOP for a bite. And boom. All right.
Oh, man, this is great. I had to put this on my list of poems I think are awesome. You did a wonderful read of that. You know, as always, the consistent rhyme and flow and meter is great. Yeah, I don't even know if – I know flow is a word, but I don't know if many people actually use it. I think I'm just one of those ding-dongs who just, you know, don't know technical phrases well enough. So whenever I like a rhyming poem, I tend to say it has good flow. Probably too much. But anyways, I enjoy a fun, clever story, you know, and there, like, he has little nuggets of from the song, you know, he takes little parts from the song and puts it into here. So it just blends in smoothly. And I like this part. Though blinded by the light, I tried to flee, but I was not some runner in the night. Besides, the light had gotten hold of me, and suddenly I found myself in flight. And I love a great fun story told in rhyme that he brings in familiar ideas like Googling and Denny's. And this is another part that so many great lines. Another part that really cracked me up was we got to Denny's right at 3 a.m. The waitress thought we were an emo band. The aliens all had an extra limb, but mind control would make them understand. It just takes me back to my early 20s when we would go to Perkins, like after the bar closed. And I don't know, it's great. I love the storytelling, love the humor, and love the little tidbits that he put in from the song. So very cool.
Absolutely. There's a few other tidbits in there too. Where was it? Oh, wait a minute. Now I've lost it. Oh, there it is. A transport beam would take me to their ship where aliens would greet me with a grin. I hoped that they would take me on a trip, but also feared the probing would begin. A little allusion to, they took me. I've been probed. Where? You don't want to know. I like that bit with the waitress. And this actually works as a parody too, if done with the right tempo and voice. And I don't think I have that, but Dave, you did a great job with this, and quite a nice lengthy piece, giving it a lot of play, a lot of fun, and a lot of angle to the to your voice from off of the original. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, we're back on you.
All right. And up next we have I Have This Peach by Julie Buck. And it goes like this. I have this peach, let's both share. I've much to teach if you care. I have this whiskey, something strong. Will make you frisky, will make you song. Have some thunder for those of you looking to go under. This will do. I whistle, I spit, I am a disease, take a hit, hear me sneeze. I will get through this, ain't even tired, but like an electric kiss, I'm damn sure wired. End poem.
Oh, great read, Pam. And Julie actually took the part from the song. She said, I'll turn you on, Sonny, to something strong. She got down, but she never got tired. She's going to make it through the night. A nice bit of illusion she's got. I have this peach. A nice touch to, yeah, where are you going there with that, Julie? And we'll make you frisky and make you song. And then we'll just got another piece here. Looking to go under, this will do. I whistle, I spit, I am a disease, take a hit. Hear me sneeze. Sounds like they're popping a little cocaine and having an electric kiss as they're wired all night long. Having some fun. Nicely done, Julie. All right, Pam. Your turn.
Yes, another wonderful rhyming poem. She really had fun with it. What I liked is it seemed to get more and more intense, like with what was offered up. And you're right, there was a nice bit of allusion with that first stanza. And then, you know, we go from whiskey to, you know, to thunder to, the, you know, the lightning, the electric kiss. And another thing I noticed about this is almost everything is something fun, something exciting, something that should really offer up that temptation of, you know, like drugs, alcohol, sex. But then you get to the second last stanza where it says, I whistle, I spit, I am a disease, take a hit, hear me sneeze. And that really, to me, touches on the negative aspects, you know, which obviously with addiction, there's a lot of them, but it makes, really makes you think of the turn. Like the first part is where everything is all fun, and then it becomes all about that turn where you realize you've been trapped by a disease, trapped by addiction. And so very cool, right?
All right. Where are we going next?
Okie dokie, Smokey. Up next, we have Hipster Time by Time Teller. Go ahead, Rex, and give that a read for us, please.
Hipster Time by Time Teller. Blinded by the lights, I was rushing for a bendy bus, vintage guitar and vinyl on my back, revved up against the city plaque. My gums just a bit swollen as the day rapidly unfolds. I leave the house with a latte and shaved upon my forehead. I got blinded by the lights, rushing to see another sight, with trimmed beards as we dance the night, edges running electric light. My gums fired up and stinging, it's trendy, Indian, jazzed up, singing. Gotta catch the bendy bus, get with my squad. Blinded by the light, rushing for that bendy bus, vintage guitar and vinyl on my back, hip and trendy, I wear a sack. Got swollen gums, I know I keep saying, nothing to do with hipster ways, just teenage growing with my brain beard, playing the roller coasters, sometimes looking weird. I got blinded by the lights, rushing to a gig, another sight. We trimmed beards, we danced the night, because we were blinded by our lights. Neon beams and TV screens line the pavements of gold. We step on the cracks for an instant smack, and our swiping swings jazzed and bold. We were blinded by the light, going on upwards beneath the stars of the nights. Teenaged angst with swollen gums, beard shaved and coffee held like guns. End poem. All right. Pam, what do you think?
Oh, man. You know, I did not get a chance to read these poems ahead of time. I wish I had. But I have a feeling I'm going to be smiling quite often tonight. This is another one which took the humor approach that made me smile and laugh. I really like how he took it, the prompt literal, the blinded by the light, and the idea of just that clumsy moment and the repetition of my gums. I'm blinded by light or the light, and my gums just a bit swollen. My gums just a bit swollen as the day rapidly unfolds. I leave the house with a latte and shades upon my forehead. And he really captures, oh my gosh, he so captures the hipster look and attitude, you know, where he says, blinded by the light, rushing for that bendy bus, vintage guitar and vinyl on my back, hip and trendy, I wear a sack. Got swollen gums, I know I keep saying, nothing to do with hipster ways, just teenage growing with my beret and beard, playing the roller coasters, sometimes looking weird. Yeah, it's a great take on the prompt. I think it's great to see people having fun, and very well done. I like it.
Absolutely. This did roll on with those, well, the hipster angle with the I guess what they call a soul patch, that little touch of a beard on your chin, so to speak, and probably a got a half a beret, because you're running with the guitar and a knapsack on your back. So yeah, taking it all with you as you roll into town, getting with your guys. But my gums just a bit swollen as the day rapidly unfolds. I leave the house with a latte and shaved upon my head. I got blinded by the light, rushing to see another sight. With trimmed beards, we dance the night, engines running, electric kite. Nicely done. And rolls into that, my gums fired up. And he hits on later on, it's just teenage angst. Where was it? Just teenage growing with my beret and beard, playing the roller coaster, sometimes looking weird. Remember those days when you're in between the teenage and the adult, and where you're still scrawny, you look a little strange to people. And you know what? It is what it is, and we all go through it. But this was a fun piece. Thank you, Time Teller. All right, Pam, where are we going next?
All right, up next we have Blinded by the Right Song by Bill Schiller. And it goes like this. I trip to the merry-go-round, dizzy to the sound of Manfred Mann and a Springsteen band. In bed at dark, music soothed my worried heart. What if bats fly inside my broken window? Could I be a Scot? Could I injure with my slingshot beneath the pillow? Why didn't I put a boulder beside my shoulder under blanket of my bed as music helped me ascend to heavenly heights? I knew that I was going to make it through the night. What one strain to see at dark can blind by dawn's light? Anything to drown sound of parental fights hard fought. A lover in a sandbox demanded my hands when I first reached her guitar. I tried to learn Bruce Springsteen, but the chords were too hard. Forget me nots and crotch shots like prayer can drop you to the knees. When blinded by the light, it's best to listen. Never be too worried about what you're not allowed to see. Some songs serve to entertain. Other tunes are meant to teach. A runner in the night can't take time to preach. Sneezing and wheezing is symptoms of those who still know how to breathe. When blinded by the light comes on stereo, I still clear my throat and sing. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. Right off, he starts off with that. I tripped the merry-go-round. I didn't mention that earlier. The merry-go-round, as far as baseball talk, is when the pitcher is so bad that day, all he's doing is walking everybody. So that was a reference in the original. Dizzy to the sound of Manfred Mann and Springsteen Band. In bed at dark, music soothed my worried heart. What if bats fly inside my broken window? Touch there. Why didn't I put a boulder beside my shoulder under a blanket of bed as music helped me ascend heavenly heights? I knew I was going to make it through the night. Kind of like a little bit of fear as a juvenile growing up. So he kind of rolls along the same angle. And then that thought, anything to drown sound of parental fights hard fought. Okay, a little bit more going on. I tried to learn Bruce Springsteen, but the chords were too hard. Forget-me-nots and crotch shots like prayer can drop you to your knees. When blinded by light, it's best to listen. Never be too worried about what you're not allowed to see. Some songs serve to entertain. Other tunes are meant to teach. A nice touch with that, Bill. I like that thought, the idea of some things are hard in the moment, and you got to listen to it, really take out the chords and the notes so that you can learn it. But he finishes out with that note, when blinded by the light comes on stereo, I still clear my throat and sing. So he's still playing off that angle of youth when you got to listen and have fun with the idea. Thank you, Bill. And Pam, what about you?
Yeah, I have to agree with you that he definitely had fun with the whole idea. This is nostalgic, but it's a raw and gritty nostalgic. You know, taking us back to a time of, you know, uncertainty and fear in youth, but also of sexual exploration, you know, with the crotch shots and, you know, all the things you're not supposed to see. And I like how he writes about the whole value of the song, you know, with the, you know, how it meant something to him, how he wanted to learn to play Springsteen. But, you know, towards the end, as you mentioned, you know, that part where he says, you know, some songs serve to entertain, other tunes are meant to teach. A runner in the night can't take the time to preach. And so right there is the acknowledgement, you know, that a lot of the song, at least in his perspective, I mean, other people could see it differently. But I have to agree, it's, I think, one of those songs mainly meant for entertaining. And I tell you, isn't this so true? Isn't it so true, those end lines? When blinded by the light comes on stereo, I still clear my throat and sing. There's always going to be those songs that if it comes on the stereo, you know, in the car or wherever, you're going to start singing along with it and dancing. So, you know, I think this is a great write that he had a lot of fun with and really just took us back in time and, you know, showed us what this song meant to him. So very cool and very well done.
All right. So where are we going next?
All right.
That's funny, Dave. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, most of my singing along to any song is just me mumbling the incorrect lyrics. So I can definitely relate to that, Dave. That's funny. All right. Up next, we have Clamor to the Throne by Geetha. And go ahead and give that a read for us.
Clamor to the Throne by Geetha. Don't make it more pathetic. She wants to get them down, so she does everything in her power to raise up above their crowns. If not, she'll start sinking, sink so they would be moved, rocked, swept away, they would weep. Now down to her feet, bitter bone. This is a regular, this is the norm, her win or slay, wicked phenomenon. Don't make it look more snappy, bleaky white and bipolar. She wants, by the hook or nook, a world of dumb following. End poem. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. That was a nice little, a little brevity. Very cool. Let's see. I actually like this all the way through. It's got a nice kind of rhythm to it, wonderful imagery. But what particularly stands out to me is this. They would sweep, melt down to her feet, bitter born. This is a regular. This is the norm. Her win or slay, wicked phenomenon. Don't make it a lot more snappy. Bleaky, wild, and bipolar. I feel like this could be about, you know, like she wrote to the quote, I'm in love with being a queen. And I think there's like Bloody Mary, Queen of Scots. What else? There's, I wish I was good at remembering names because I've watched YouTube videos. And there was one queen, and she wasn't like from England or usual. She was like from an unusual country. But she... Oh, man, she was just vicious. There was, like, I think she had actually killed her own son in order to keep the throne. And I like how that takes us back to this time, but it can also be an extended metaphor for modern times, especially with that ending. She wants by the hook or crook or nook a world of dumb followers. And that works well for on the idea of a political level, you know, like a social commentary, but it also works well, you know, on the idea of an individual level, like how we all just want, you know, followers on social media to get all those likes to be popular. You know, I really thought this was an awesome write, and, you know, I'm especially that she took that one line and made this out of that, got that. So... I'm looking forward to reading more of Geetha, and I hope to see more of her writing on our shows.
Thank you, Pam. Yes, this was something new. We haven't seen Geetha before. And I apologize, Geetha. I went bitter bone, that is bitter born, on that one line. I'm very sorry about that. And yes, you're right. This kind of does walk that world of a little bit more ancient, so to speak. But it does walk around now with those who sit on a pedestal and want those below her to be a little dumber. So they follow, having that note of adulation and doing as she wants, so to speak. So the idea of wanting to be on top of the heap, the queen of all things, and have all at her feet is a desire that I guess most people would gather unto themselves and enjoy. So, nicely done, Geetha.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, we're coming back here.
Oh, and I could. All right, let me just post my sentence there because I already finished it, and then I will grab the
you
next
thought
right, which
Pete
I should.
The burden was Pete the Burning.
In fact, I thought for so long, I was actually, when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, I was on a road trip with friends, and we were in a car. And the song came on, and I started singing along. And I was singing, you know, at the top of my lungs, really rocking out, I don't want to be your pizza burning. And my one, the friend who was driving turns to me, and she goes, Pam, you do know that it's, I don't want to be your beast of burden. I was like, no, I did not. So I did not learn until I was like, I think nearly 30 that song, that I was singing those lyrics wrong all those years. And I tell you, I rocked that song. You know, nobody rock I Don't Want to Be Your Pizza Burning more than I did.
Pizza Burning and feet are hurting. Yeah, that's a combination.
A burnt pizza is a beast of burning. Oh, man, that is so true. That is so true. And you know, the thing is, I just, you know, me, it didn't make sense. You know, it didn't make sense that, you know, when somebody would sing, I don't want to be your pizza burning, but I excused it. In my mind, I was like, okay, well, that was the 60s or 70s, you know. They were on a bunch of weird drugs, so, oh, man, Dave is on a roll for being funny tonight. All right, but, yeah, so I used the weird lyrics because of the fact that I assumed it was written when they were on drugs or something, but, all right, well, let's see what we have next. We have Blinded by the Light.
If you're going to go that
What's
route,
that?
I'd go with. If you're going to go that route, I'd go with Iron Butterfly, Inner God of the Vida.
Oh yeah.
That was, they,
oh,
the guy was drunk.
Yep.
They were drunk on a gallon of wine, and instead of in the Garden of Eden, while they were singing, it came out as Inner God of the Vida. So they kept it.
You know, and it's funny, that was actually a really good choice because it is a classic song. I love that song. But, yeah, it does sound like somebody, like, had, like you said, the 40 gallons of wine and, man. But, yes, that is a good example, a very good example of what can happen to song lyrics when you're drinking.
But that's
All
not
right.
your excuse.
Well, what's that?
That wasn't your excuse.
Hey, I just misinterpreted the song lyrics. I didn't write them. Although there would have been nights in my early 20s had I written song lyrics, they would have been very strange. So, yes. All right. But what do you say? Are we ready for the next write?
Yep.
All right, Blinded by the Light. We got Blinded by the Light by Nan Arm 45. Bring back memories of this story. Oh, brings back memories of this story. Amazing Grace, John Newton, who was sailing on a ship and got lost. He was in darkness, found himself in a foggy haze. Fear for his life, he became scared and frightened, realized he needed God, see in the night. He was lost in the sea and could not see spiritually. He accepted Jesus, no more blinded by the light. Asked God to forgive him of his sins and be set free. This is why John Newton became a religious man. He relied on a higher power to bring him home, to guide him to the lighthouse safely, to the land. The song, Amazing Grace, is now a famous hymn and poem.
Great read, Pam. And Manum drops in this is the story I think of when I see the words blinded by the light. When we don't see Jesus, we are in darkness, and we can no longer see the light. Nice touch with that little tidbit there. And this was just going by the title of the song itself, Blinded by the Light, and a thought in that direction, but also a tale of kind of a lost at sea in darkness and praying for that idea of God, please guide me to land. It hits that with the idea of finding the lighthouse so we can be safely get home to base. And there is a times were a lot harder back then. People believed a lot more in God and thoughts like that because fear of the unknown was something they had because they didn't have the understanding that we do today when it comes to a lot of scientific things. So I like this. Nicely done, Adam. Thank you. What about you?
Yeah, this is a wonderful spiritual writing. I really find it interesting to me how different people can take the same line of a song and have different interpretations of what it means to them. I like that Nan retells this tale of the guy who ended up writing the song Amazing Grace and his coming to believe in a higher power. And you know, being guided safely by that light. You know, it's interesting how the mind connects things. What I like about it is how she writes this by starting out with brings back memories of this story. So it's not that she goes straight into telling the story. With that first line, she tells us, you know, how she and like her mind ended up being that particular line to the story of John Newton, the poet or the songwriter who wrote Amazing Grace, which is, you know, even if you're not a spiritual person or a religious person, most people, you know the hymn Amazing Grace. So great write and very well done.
Dave dropped in another one. Purple Haze, excuse me while I kiss this guy, instead of excuse me while I kiss this guy. And then he drops in, and his favorite, Elton John, hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Actually, that was, I don't know if you remember, I can't remember if you put it on one of your shows or if I just happened to see it because I went over and looked at his song parody list, but I went over and I looked at Dave's song parody list, and he actually has a parody written called "Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza." And if it wasn't on one of your shows, you need to go check it out because it is absolutely hysterical.
Galena dropped something in, but I can't open up a play. Not at the moment. But I'll have to check it out later, so.
Yeah, well, he says watch later, a great laugh. So, you know. So, yeah. We'll definitely have to check that out later. All right.
Selena says yes,
let's
it was.
Okay. I couldn't remember. I remembered seeing it, but I couldn't remember if it was because I went over and looked at his list or, if there was a, another, like it had been on your show. So, but somebody has a better memory than I do. All right. So speaking of Selena, what do we got now?
Oh, I like that, Dave. Shameless self-promotion.
Oh, man. I, I am a big fan of shameless self-promotion. So I say go for it. Yeah, I know I'm not. And you know what? Now I'm going to have to do that. I am definitely, when I get a chance, going to go over to Dave's page and search parody. And if I find any good ones, I'm going to recommend them to be on your show. I love parody. I don't write them all.
Paul Simon, Coda Film. I knew somebody back in the day that when it got to the bottom end of the song, Mama don't take my sodas home. Mama don't take my sodas home. Mama don't take my sodas home away. Sodas home instead of Coda Chrome.
Oh, my gosh. That is too funny. Oh, man. That's too funny. Oh, man, there's been so much fun talking in the room. I think I better repost that link just in case. All right. What do you say? Ready to move on to the next one?
Yep.
And, all right, we have Blinded by Selena. And she was nice enough to supply us with a recording. So here we go.
Blinded by the luminosity of loquacious lies, tender lines that hide behind a diabolical disguise, to drop the fly in Venus petals, beautiful and lethal, innocent demeanor belying a hidden evil. Sauntering through valleys of lonely hearts, stealthily stalking prey, who afterwards are stepped out cruelly in a dirty ashtray. Spat out dregs of congealed Van Rouge in a tall stemmed glass, contempt for the pleading wine, bemoaning his impasse. Blinded by come hither, flaunty flirtatious eyes, shivers sweeping over skin from whispered sighs, promises of passion and shared satisfaction subsiding on the shores of perfunctory action. Beware the player seeking only selfish solace, fulfilling an ache for intimacy, rejected souls so miss, their emotions trampled, cast upon the landfill of existence, falling victim to the player's provocative persistence.
Great read, Selena, and thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And she just took the one word, blinded. All right, Pam, what do you think?
You know what? I like this. I like what she got from the one word, from the phrase blinded by the light, or just as you said, blinded. Yeah, I really like this. It has a really great like noir style quality to it. I like how it's about that femme fatale, that black widow. Like I don't know if she specifically mentions like black widow, like anything about marrying, but that's what it gives me thoughts to. Loved her choice in background music. As always, Selena just has a gift for storytelling, the right imagery throughout that really creates that atmosphere, that tone, of that woman who uses her wicked wiles to get her ways. Hey, wicked wiles to get her ways is some great W alliteration. And I really like this all the way through, but especially sauntering through valleys of lonely hearts, stealthily stalking prey who afterwards are stubbed out cruelly in a dirty ashtray, spat out dregs of congealed vin rouge in a tall stemmed glass, contempt bite for the pleading wine, bemoaning his impasse. And I like how the wordplay in using the word wine, W-H-I-N-E, somebody like somebody who wines, right after, you know, talking about drinking wine, W-I-N. So I thought that was great wordplay. I also like, beware the player seeking only selfish solace, fulfilling an ache for intimacy, rejected souls so missed. You know, Celine has a really great way of using a light touch with alliteration that enhances the poem but doesn't overtake it. And if you can't tell from the barking in the background, my dog Happy also really likes the poem. Either that or he's guarding us from a chipmunk. I'm not sure which.
Oh, I thought he was chasing a mouse.
Or a squirrel. Goodness only knows what kind of animals are in this house.
Well, squirrel, you can kill it, gut it, and fricassee it in a pan of olive oil, which then you add some wine, and you just let it soak in as all that juice tenderizes it.
Mm-hmm. No, and I, you know what? I do like fried squirrel. I do, you know, and with it fricasseed, either or fried or cooked in the slow cooker. But the last squirrel we had in our house was this tiny little flying squirrel with these big, cute eyes. And so, first of all, it wasn't big enough to bother to cook up. And second of all, it was just so freaking cute. I don't think I would have been able to bring myself to cook it and eat it.
Well, anyway.
Poor Celine is a vegetarian, so I suppose I can't talk about the delicious venison burgers I had for dinner. So.
Well, I got to go. Blinded by the lights. Blinded by the luminosity of loquacious lies, tender lines that hide behind a diabolical disguise, to trap the fly in Venus petals, beautiful yet lethal, innocent demeanor belying a hidden evil. That does walk the note of a black widow. The Venus petals, beautiful yet lethal. A nice touch with that one. I like the opening, blinded by the light of loquacious lies. Nice touch with that alliteration. And let's see what else we got. That second stanza was good too, with a sauntering through valleys of lonely hearts, stealthy stalking prey, who afterwards are stubbed out cruelly in a dirty ashtray, spat out dregs congealed vin rouge in a tall stem glass, contempt for the bleeding wine, bemoaning his impasse. Nice. And again, starts off that third one. Blinded by come hither, flaunty flirtatious eyes. Another run on alliteration rolling into the angle of what is going on. And it's not just about the black widow, so to speak, because this could walk, it's open-ended, and it can walk both ways, or it does include both angles, men and women, in the same piece. Because she finishes out with their emotions trampled, cast upon landfill of existence, falling victim to the players. Provocative, persistent. So it can be. You got to be aware of which one is doing it. It might be her, and it might be him. And either way, someone's going to do it. Nicely done, Stelina.
I like that. I like that thought. So the whole idea of the two game players, and you just don't know who's going to do what. So very cool there. Okay, so 5 minutes to the hour. Do you want to read one more poem before the song and comment, or do you want to get into the top of the hour song?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do Manfred's version of Bruce's song.
After okay,
all, we're there anyway.
Okay, so that would be, let me find that. I know it's here. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. It's gonna make it through the night.
Yeah, now you know why that song hit number one in 77. Not just a reinterpretation, a working of the arrangement. That little touch in the beginning with the 5 or 6 run of Blinded by the Light was a nice lead-in before getting into the mad drummer angle. And that epic guitar solo in the middle of it also gave it a lot of peak momentum, as well as the back end where they added in the extra voices. While he was doing the lead was doing the Blinded by the Light, you've got the chorus running on the back end of some of the other lyrics in the song itself. So, excellent tune. Great interpretation or reinterpretation of the original.
You know what? And you know what? You're right. Reinterpretation is so much better of a word than remake or, cover, because he really did. You're right. He really did reinterpret the song, and epic is the perfect word to describe that guitar solo. And I love when songs put guitar solos or even drum solos, like a really good drum solo, in a song, because I feel like that gives an opportunity for that individual's talents to be highlighted. So,
well, what's the trick? Once that guitar solo had finished out on its soaring note, you needed to bring the song back down to earth, and that's where the chopsticks came in. It slowed back the song back down a pace, so you get back into the next angle going on.
And that makes sense. That's really cool. I like that. It's a good transition from the, as you said, from one part to the next. I guess for some reason, like I've listened to the song, but, until you said something, and then after you said something, listening to it right now, it never dawned on me that that was chopsticks. The piano chopsticks being played. So,
well, it's because it wasn't done on the normal notes you'd hear, like the down note, the low, the higher note. Do, 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 do. They went upscale on the note. Played the chopsticks only, but on a different note scale.
Yeah, it's an awesome transition and a great interpretation of the song. I like it. That was a good choice to play that one. So very cool. All right, what do you say? Ready for the next?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot left, so I don't know. Might have to make our comments a little longer, or I don't know. We'll see how it goes. So, all right, up next we have Once Upon a Time at the Bottom Line by Guilty. And go ahead, Rex, and give that a read, please.
Once Upon a Time at the Bottom Line by Guilty. Pontificate about the sad state of the affairs you didn't have, easier to relate than penetrate a winsome miss on the rag. glammed up dandy with a gram of magic powder and some grass, offers up a hit and Mountain Dew mist, promise the good time's gonna last. Young Buck Mister with a honey melon sister got off his horse and started to laugh. Well, the village was roaring and Mama was snoring, so I take we got the night to pass. Wee Willie and Philadelphia Philly was on the lake and on the lam. From the buck-toothed giant, never complaint. 20-penny copper smells like ham. Drink like fish from a fine-looking dish. Wee Willie was a matador and haberdasher. Philadelphia Philly cried itself silly as the night proved longer than sight. Moon's bloodshot, feeling you got, loose him in the dirty scrum. Loose lips, Lucy got a little juicy with a penny copper just for fun. Another dapper man, not named Dan, got jealous and pulled a gun. Bam, 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 the horses all ran, but we were the only ones. Caught up in the pokey with Grandpa smoking, and then we were done. And boom. All right, Pam.
Oh, man. Guilty was another one who really had fun with this. Right away, he grabs your attention. And by the way, that was a great read. Pontificate about the sad state of affairs you didn't have. Easier to relate than penetrate. A winsome miss on the rag. It feels like the idea of people like complain about like First Nation problems, you know, like internet not fast enough, or you know what, which is I think a common complaint I have. But I love the word play in this. Young Buck Mister with the Honey Melon Sister, and I'm not sure. Like I know he spells M-E-L-L-O-N, and I'm not sure if that's like it, I think of John Cougar Mellencamp.
Mellencamp.
That's what I think of. What's that?
That was Mellencamp.
Yes, that's what I said. I did get it correct at the end. I kind of messed up at first, but I got correct at the end. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I think of that, of him. I also like Wee Willie and the Philadelphia Philly was on the take and on the lam from the buck-toothed giant, never compliant to any penny copper smells like ham. Like, he just had so much fun with this. And I like the reference to Philadelphia, you know, which, you know, where Bruce Springsteen is from. So I thought that was a great, clever reference. And another dapper man, not named Dan, got jealous and pulled a gun. Bam, 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 the horses all ran, but we were the only ones. And what I like about it is a lot of these stanzas, especially that one, like it has a nursery rhyme feel, like Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, like that second to last stanza makes me think of Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, which, you know, it's fun. It's fun rhyme. It's fun wordplay. But, it was actually a poem about wartime because Humpty Dumpty was actually the representation of a cannon that sat on a wall. And so it makes me think of the whole idea of the more serious undertones of nursery rhyme. So I really like this all the way through. Oh, and another, the use of the word haberdasher. Wee Willie was a matador and a haberdasher, you know, and just the whole idea of just really having fun with words and taking a look at the type of oddballs you find in a society that make it so much fun and so interesting. So very well done.
Well, Guilty went with quite the illusion with this one. Once upon a time, at the bottom line, offers up an illusion to thought by itself. But you look at that first stanza, pontificated about the state of repairs you didn't have. Easier to relate than penetrate a winsome miss on the rag. So right away, gotten into the thought of being on period at the moment. And then the thought with the guy comes in. Glammed up dandy with a gram of magic powder and some grass. Office of the hit of Mountain Dew Miss promised the good time gonna last. And the honey melon, melons can be smelled with two L's. I believe that's British on that end. A honey melon sister got off its horse and started to laugh. Well, the village was roaring and Mama was snoring. So I take it we got the night to pass. The idea of Mama was snoring in the next room while they were getting busy. And the film, I like the angle. Wee Willie in the Philadelphia Philly was on the take and on the lamb from the buck-toothed giant, never compliant, 20 penny copper smells like ham. Penny copper kind of gives you that note to blood, the aroma. Blood has a copper tinge to it. It smells like ham. That's a kind of a little bit of a funk in there. So then drink like a fish from a fine-looking dish. Again, there's quite the allusion to a sexual innuendo in this, and it's pretty funny. Nicely done, Guilty. Thank you very much. Caught up in the pokey with Grandpa smoking, and then we were done. Well, maybe she was a little bit not quite of age.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there actually is an investment company and a bank, and in fact it was one of the first banks, it was the first bank of the in the United States called Mellon, M-E-L-L-O-N.
Ah, okay. And there's also an Andrew Mellon who was the Secretary of the Treasury at one point in time back in the day. But that's neither here nor there.
Huh.
All right.
Very
where are we
cool.
going next?
All right. Well, next I'm going to go ahead and read my poem, which I think turned out a little darker than most other people's, but that's all right. All right. So this is Calliope, the muse of epic poetry. Calliope, the beautiful muse, is walking through the air, wearing gold so bright and bold, she fandangles with such flair. Oh, Calliope, don't you know the young man became a hero just for you? Please take pity on his blood spilled so far from home. Calliope, with her lovely voice, whispers to the poet's heart that they will know the epics their writing will impart. Please spread the stories of the fallen and the brave. Let history be known to all of chains that held the slave, of ovens burning bodies, of showers raining death, of all those who pretended not to see the evil in the coddled crest, the crash and burn, the unexpected turns and the journey that we take, the baboons that rule like pink-arsed fools who prattle to the snake. John Doe's crumbled and masked, clay-slathered women walking city streets towards a pole dancer's paradise inspire song lyrics and acoustic guitars with chords of solar screams. The notes spill upon painted tiles of Roman bathhouses. Calliope, I beg of you, please guide the mind and pen that writes the voyage of Odysseus and of Daniel in the lion's den. Do not let the hero breathe his last for naught, but let them march forever on the light within the rot. Pluck the harp, bang the drums, blow the horn and flute. Let the music speak within infinity, carved upon elm trees. Mangled bodies rest in wildflowers, creating a blurred line between murder and art. Calliope, if you must fall, let the poet fall with you and find redemption at the bottom of the river, where foaming rapids and muttering cliffs embrace the amnesiac's history and spit it out upon shores of crystal sands, so clearly seen. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. I see you went with the Calliope Cassius to the ground. So you went with Calliope, the muse of epic poetry, to actually roll into an epic piece, walking on a number of things. So was it of chains that held the slave, of ovens burning bodies, of showers raining death, of all those who pretended not to see the evil in the coddled crest, the crash and burn, the unexpected turns and the journey that we take, baboons that rule like pink-arsed fools who prattle to the snake. Nice allusions to the satanic angle of things. And then John Doe's crumble the mask, clay-slathered women walking city street. So you walk into a couple of angles from you got a bit from World War II there. Then you got the waking note afterwards, the those lost souls that pervade the streets, the pole dancers' paradise. You've got Roman bathhouses, another note to where a lot of business used to get done in the bathhouses. And then the thought of Calliope, I beg of you, please guide the mind and pen that writes the voyage of Odysseus and of Daniel in the lion's den. The idea of making sure that the she is still alive and well to actually tell the tales of that which was done in epic pieces because, as you put it at the back end, where foaming rapids and muttering cliffs embrace the amnesiac's history and spit it out upon shores of crystal sands so clearly seen. The idea of making sure that people get to read and understand and have that knowledge as opposed to the forgotten angle where everything gets buried under what someone's carpet.
Amen to that. And yes, Rex, you are spot on there. That was a lot of the idea I wanted to get across, is making sure that, you know, history is not forgotten, especially a history of violence and hatred. So, yeah, a little darker, but, you know, it's just where that particular line took me. So thank you. And thank you for the inspiration.
Oh, I'm not with the inspiration. I'm just offering up the pieces. I like the surreality angle, because you can dig into a whole world, depending on whether you take the whole thing, a stanza or two, a line or two, or just mix and match in between. You get to go down different rabbit holes.
Well, you know what? To me, the inspiration. You might not tell us directly what lines we're supposed to write to, because you do offer the whole song and you say, you know, take it wherever it goes. Take an individual line, one or two, you know, or the whole piece. But there are, you know, like, not only you, you know, but you and so many other late night poets, hosts and hostesses offer up, you know, prompts for inspiration that I wouldn't think to go search for on my own. Like, you know, I wouldn't have thought to search for this song, pick out the individual part, if you hadn't put it up. You know, so you definitely inspired me.
Well, there's a lot of great stuff. I mean, you look at Strawberry Fields, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and there are a host of other ones, this being one of those songs. There's so much depth within the words and the lyrics themselves that you don't have to be confined by taking the whole thing. Just take what sparkles your imagination.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're right about that. You're very true, very true. You know, there are so many great song lyrics out there where you can just, you know, pluck a line or two and really get inspiration from it. So, all right. Well, up next we have Running Across the Coals by S. Sharp. And we have a SoundCloud for that. So here we go.
Blinded by the luminosity.
Yeah, you pressed
okay,
the wrong
well,
one.
You know what? no, I did not. I did not press the wrong one. I pressed the right button, but unfortunately, the wrong recording got put on there. And I did wonder how it was that, yeah. So, anyways, I apologize to Scott. We're only human. Things like this happen. But we'll have the wonderful Rex go ahead and read your poem.
All right. Running Across the Coals by Scott Sharp. Pounding on the dull drums, banging in my ears. Two sticks in hand, peckler foot, mama swinging from the chandelier. Strumming along the chords like firewood set alight. Ain't no axe to hit, no wood to split. Gonna set this place on fire tonight. Running across the coals, that's all that remains, that's all that remains. Just another fire in the night. Running across the coals, that's all that remains, that's all that remains. Just another fire in the night. hearts beating like the bass, deep and strong. The looks upon their faces, foot tapping, pulling me right along. The alto sax screaming in the night, but nobody's coming, ain't nobody leaving. Gotta set this place on fire tonight. Running across the coals, that's all that remains, that's all that remains. Just another fire in the night, running across the coals, that's all that remains, that's all that remains. Just another fire in the night. End poem. All right, Pam.
Oh, man. Great read there, Rex. I like how this has almost a parody type feel, though I know it's not an exact parody. But this was a creative take on the chosen lines. The repetitiveness of running across the coals and the way he kept some of the lines really short, like the setup of the poem, the word choices, the setup of the poem, the shorter lines really felt like what you could imagine, like you could imagine somebody, and I think you're reading added to that too. You can imagine somebody running across the coals as they're reading this poem. I really like running across the coals, that's all that remains, that's all that remains, just another fire in the night, running across the coals, that's all that remains, that's all that remains, just another fire in the night. And, you know, to me, that not only just for some reason has a great rhythm to it, it speaks metaphorically on the idea of almost like either a relationship or something else in your life, that, you know, connection with friends or family or, you know, money, something that you just burn through, something that you destroy, and there's nothing left but the coals. And as you're feeling the pain of that as everything's beginning to go to ashes. I also really like pulling right along the alto sax, screaming in the night, but nobody's coming, ain't nobody leaving. I like that he brings in the sax, and because you know, it fits the sound of that song so very well. So I feel like this is a great tribute to that song, but actually also speaks on those things that we manage to destroy. And so excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. I think Scott got into this in quite the running on the coals angle is heating up the juke joint. Because look at those first couple lines. Pounding on the dull drums, banging in my ears. Two sticks in hand, pedal on the foot. Mama swinging from the chandelier, strumming along. The chords like firewood set alight. Ain't no axe to hit, no wood to split. Gonna set this place on fire tonight. It's all about the band. You got the drummer, two sticks in his hand. Mama swings in the chandelier, strum along the chords. So she'd be the rhythm guitarist. No axe to hit, no wood split. No axe. I mean, don't have a fancy lead guitarist. They've got the rhythm rolling in, and that's what it's all about. The rhythm, because running across the coals, that's all that remains. That's all that remains. Just another fire in the night. It's holding that rhythm but all night long. So you've got people up and dancing on the floor, running across the coals, so to speak. Then there's that second one, beating like the bass, deep and strong. The looks upon their faces, foot tapping, pulling me right along. The alto sax screaming in the night. But nobody's coming, ain't nobody leaving. Gonna set this fire, place on fire tonight. Again, that note to the music, although in this one he brings in the bass and the sax to keep the beat and the joint humming. And again, on the back end, just another fire in the night, running across the coals. That's all that remains. That's all that remains. Just another fire in the night is getting the burn across the floor from the music and into the people and getting them up and dancing. Nicely done, Scott. Where are you
going
next?
What's that?
Where are we going next?
Up next, we have Melting Like a Clock by Mambo Jumbo. And it goes like this. Melting like a clock, laid out like a nude, with a tiger on a rock. Melting like a clock, laid out like a nude, with a tiger on a rock. Guess why chess in the ocean is the mess, and the ocean is a mess, with an old Venetian mask, a harp and a carp on a gooey yellow tarp. What's it made of? Don't even ask. A woman's face made of planetary space, and a cellus melted in half, an elegant breast with a drawer under her chest. In front of a burning giraffe, melting like a clock, laid out like a nude with a tiger on a rock. Melting like a clock, laid out like a nude with a tiger on a rock. End poem.
Oh, great read, Pam. This was definitely played out. Running off the tune itself with Salvador Dali as the backdrop. A number of his pictures there. Because you got the melting clock, you've got the laid out like a new tiger on a rock. So you got a couple of Dali's paintings drawn off of. And the sort of guess white chest in the ocean is a mess with an old Venetian mask. A harp and a carp on a gooey yellow top. What it's made of, don't even ask. A woman's face made of planetary space, and a chalice melted in half. An elegant breast with a drawer under a chest in front of a burning giraffe. Got a great rhythm and flow to that right out of the song. So this could be one of those middle versions of the original played out on a different timeline using Salvador Dali as the centerpiece. So that was well done. Nicely done, Mambo. Thank you very much. Something a little different. All right, you got to read it.
Oh, man, even before I got to the AN, because, you know, some of these are Dali paintings that I've been inspired by and written to myself. Like the one with laid out like a nude with a tiger on a rock. I can't remember the name of the painting, but I do remember writing a poem to it. And there was something about this, like just the way that she met the flow. Like it was really nicely metered. It was like really a parody angle. And the fact that she was bringing all this familiar Dali-esque imagery into our minds, you know, it was just so clever and so fun. I was actually smiling the whole time I was reading it. But and I really enjoyed it all the way through. But what really got to me was, of course, the iconic imagery that's so Dali of, you know, melting like a clock. And then this, a harp and a carp on a gooey yellow tarp. What's it made of? Don't even ask. Like, the humor in that to me is just so great. You know, and I like how sometimes, and it brings to mind the idea that, you know, sometimes you really just can't necessarily question art, especially surrealism and abstract, and say, what is that? I mean, you can, but sometimes you just have to embrace it for being its own unique creation. So very cool, right? Very cool, right? I really enjoyed this.
The nude and the tiger is the dream course for the flight of a bee around a pomegranate, a second before awakening. And the cellist with the, what was it? The cellist was out of, what was it? The cellist and the clock from Daddy Long Legs of the Evening.
Ah, okay. Huh. Yeah, that I do recognize those titles now. I don't remember what it's called, but I do recognize the imagery, and the one with the woman with the drawers. The drawers are part of her body. I always thought there was a lot of really great and thought-provoking symbolism. Which one is that?
I don't know which one that is, but that's another piece. And so is the giraffe.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Right. What am I doing?
Yep. Where are we
I'm
going
over
next?
On the. I'm over. I Well, actually, to be honest, I'm over on Dave's page looking up a song parody to share, because we're down to our last couple of rights. I have a couple of rights, then I have a right from Stelina, and then I'm going to grab something from Dave, and then we'll see what else. So I might grab something for myself, or you could grab something. But anyway.
Well, we could hit on next week's show.
What's that?
So we can hit on next week's show, which you've been dying to do.
Oh, yes. What is next week's show?
The Ramones.
Yay! Woo! I'm so excited. I've only been waiting months. So, awesome. Awesome. I am looking forward to that. As you can probably tell by my high-pitched squeal, I am, looking forward to that. Definitely going to try to write to that and encourage other people to. But Dave says, I look for a parody that was on prompt without, you know what, that's okay, Dave. It doesn't need to be on prompt, just something inspired by music. But very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to the Ramones for sure. All right. Well, I do have up Miracles of the Light Dimming by Doc Frank. And go ahead, Rex, and give that a read.
Miracles of the Light Dimming by Doc Frank. Have you noticed as you're aging, you're becoming more like the person you always wanted to be? It's the miracle of growing old. You slow down. Not everything has to be done now. Life is more than tomorrow's to-do lists. You're more considerate of others. Less we will do, more what would you like? More we, less me, depressed politeness emerges. Time with grandkids increases as you age, doing what they like, not you, on their time schedule, not yours, with them. How can you help? Not telling. The Lord appears in more thoughts, even righting some wrongs, saying I'm sorry more, admitting when you're wrong. You're reflecting more on life lived. Have you left your little piece of the world better than what you found? Your concerns timeline lengthens, not tomorrow, even next week, rather months, years. Some say this is the evolution of wisdom. I say life experiences shared and learned with others, wisdom and how it speaks, ages too. All of these are the results of the miracles of aging. My wish is that the younger generations will, if they read this, be informed earlier, and you seniors enjoy the fruits of your labors. End poem. What do you think?
All right. Well, first of all, I liked it. I liked it. Wonderful read as always, Rex. Miracles of the Light. That's a good take. And another example. And look at that. You know, because you didn't have to run a pre-writes contest. We got a new write by Doc Frank. And I like that this is a different take and another right that, I don't know if spiritual is the right word, but it really shows an appreciation. Yeah, I guess it would be considered a spiritual right and an appreciation for life. I really like how that's a wonderful picture that he's attached to it. I love that picture of that painting of that grandmother with her two grandchildren, and everybody's smiling and happy. From the beginning, it really grabs your attention. Have you noticed as you're aging, you become more like the person you always wanted to be? It's the miracle of growing old. You slow down. Not everything has to be done now. Life is more than tomorrow's to-do list. And I like how he reminds us about the importance of slowing down, the importance of living in the moment and enjoying the moment. I thought this was a great write on the theme of light and how it can come in different forms. It can be spiritual, it can be metaphorical, it can be literal. I also really like, some say this is the evolution of wisdom. I say life experience is shared and learned with others. Wisdom and how it speaks ages to all those, all of these are the results of the miracles of aging. So we learn from our life experiences, and we pass that experience on to the next generation. Ironically, the only ironic thing is that, you know, we learn from life experiences and we try to tell it to our children or, you know, depending on our ages, our grandchildren, but they don't always listen. In fact, most of the time, they don't listen. It seems like each of us, when we're teenagers or in our early 20s, need to learn from our own experiences because we don't tend to want to learn from what we are told. So excellent write and very well done.
That's because everybody from teenagers into their 20s are shit horses who think they know everything. Difference being, difference being when you speak up, you understand the note of not knowing everything. Anyway, on this, I'll go with the title first, Miracles of the Light Dimming. So he's taken the thought of blinded by the light and turned it in on itself. Instead of being blinded by the light, so to speak, or maybe the grace of spirituality, miracles of the light dimming, offering up that note to as you age, you mellow a bit. You understand things because you've had the experience of years in those things. And it is it's a note to everybody, young, middle-aged, and older, to slow down. Take the time for the littler things in life that you overlook day to day. That's where he offers up the thoughts of the grandchildren and doing what they want, when they want, and how they want. Instead, no, you got to do it this way. By that age, you've already progressed by it. You know what? It's not bad going back playing children's games. A bit of fun. Something different from what you've done the past 60 or 70 years. And the idea of slowing down, taking the time to smell the roses, and enjoying that rich flavor in a coffee instead of going to a Starbucks and spending $7 on a roast that really isn't worth it. So the idea is slowing down, keep time with things. And the mellowing does come with age as well as the wisdom and the experience. So, like he says, enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's particular for the seniors, yes, but it works downwards as well. Nicely done, Doc. All right. We're back to you.
All right. Well, up next, we have Cruising Through Starlight by Betty Page, and it goes like this. Cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rockin' DJ taking flight. Cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rockin' DJ taking flight. Cruising through starlight, hype up sweet music, a rockin' DJ taking flight. Smoking lovers, drumming mothers, ecstasy, my best summers, I'm your vicious pushy pussycat. On the edge, off the ledge, as my jet black sexy heels lure him deep in my bed. With my legs bent back, my lovers feeling me all over. Let's ride this merry-go-round with our very appeasing demons daydreaming. My kaleidoscope spin high, bright sounds. My kaleidoscope spin high, bright sounds. Oh, she was cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight. Cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight. Cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight. Sweet ice cream cone mister with his microphone master told me I'll lick what he makes. He said, I'll turn you on, hun, onto something strong. Play my song with my funky beat. Mario Kart go-kart was swerving out by Jungle's Mart to sip on tea buzzed open wide. So tightly, girly, girly, come in me high, swirly, curly. He asked me if I needed a ride. But she was cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, cruising through starlight. We got down, but we never got tired. We're going to make it through starlight. But Daddy, that's where the fun is. Daddy always told me not to look into blue eyes of the one. But Daddy, that's where the fun is. Some handsome Rolling Stone, anti-cell phone, stoner's home, creatures from the West, says DeFonte's fine microphone, strike me in the my danger zone. That's where I'll expect it least. And some all-torn paper dolls were hanging on Doll Island, watching some fun guys dance. And some unknown gemstone was messing with my danger zone, remnants with sweet romance. My kaleidoscope spin high, bright sounds. But she was cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight. Lovers drumming, mothers cruising through starlight, ecstasy, my best summers, I'm your vicious pussycat. Hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, on the edge, off the ledge, cruising through starlight, as my jet black sexy heels lure him deep in my bed. Hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, with my legs bent back, my lovers feeling me all over. Cruising through starlight, let's ride this merry-go-round, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, with our very appeasing demons daydreaming, cruising through starlight. My kaleidoscope spin, high bright sounds, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight. Now Joker with his hot shot finally found her G-spot, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, and shows her lover, her commands, cruising through starlight, some hot shot forget-me-not said, mommy's within earshot, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, give me whiskey shot, turn up this band, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight, sweet ice cream cone mister with his microphone master, cruising through starlight, hyped up sweet music, a rocking DJ taking flight. Told me I got such fine taste. She said, I'll turn you on, sweet, onto something strong. We got down, but we'll never get tired. We're going to make it through each night. End poem.
Great read, Pam. And Betty went full on parody with the Manfred Mann version, even including the intro with the cruising through starlight instead of blinded by the light. And then rolling into that smoking lover's drum and mother's ecstasy and best summers, I'm the vicious pussycat. On the edge, off the ledge, as my jet black sexy heels lure him deep in my bed. With my legs bent back, my lovers feel me all over, let's ride this merry-go-round. With our very appeasing demons daydreaming, my kaleidoscope spin high bright sounds. Damn. She even went into the, the counter chorus in the back end of the song, offering up both the lead singer doing the cruising through starlight and the background guys offering up love and drum and mothers, ecstasy, my best summers, I'm your vicious pussycat. And you got the lead rolling into the front action, hyped up sweet music, a rockin' DJ taking flight. And then the counter angle, she went full deep with this piece. And it reads well as well as kind of a fantasy motif done properly. Excellent. Well done, Betty. Damn.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was fun to read. It was a great spot on parody. I like that you did the parody of the Man for Man version, as you were mentioning. She had a lot of fun with this, a lot of fun with the repetition and the high energy lines and imagery and the playful sensuality throughout. And I really like that she takes us kind of back to a time when it was all about the rock and roll and the guys and the dolls and and there's such, you know, the sensual innuendos are great. Ice cream cone mister with his microphone master. And let's see, what else? I like to mention to older bands like the Rolling Stones and the Deftones, and just fun lines like, but Daddy, that's where the fun is. But Daddy, that's where the fun is. Daddy always told me not to look into blue eyes of the one, but Daddy, that's where the fun is. And, just a fun write all the way through. Great sexy lines, great imagery, a wonderful parody. You know, if I had a musical voice, you know, I would have sung it, but I definitely wasn't going to try to use my mouth to create the instrumental solo. But it's cool that she has that in there so that anybody like reading it can actually, you know, get a feel for what she was going for. So very cool and very well done.
Yeah, that bit with the daddy, that was the chopsticks angle. Daddy always told me not to look into the blue eyes of the one, but Daddy, that's where the fun is. Do 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 do.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Very cool. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a couple more if you'd like to get to those. All right. Now, these are off topic, but they're still music inspired. And up first, we have Ain't No Sandwich When She's Gone, song parody by After the Fire. And Rex, go ahead and either sing that or read it.
Oh, boy. Ain't no sandwich when she's gone by After the Fire. Ain't no sandwich when she's gone. Got no food when she's away. Ain't no sandwich when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Damn, we're out of mayonnaise. No PBJ when she's not home. Bread goes stale when she's away. Ain't no sandwich when she's gone. And we're out of provolone. Hope she's at the store today. And I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know, I know. I could make one on my own. But ain't no sandwich when she's gone. All the hot dog buns are gone. Guess I'll starve to death today. Ain't no sandwich when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. I hope she grocery shops today. Hope she grocery shops today. Hope she grocery shops today. Hope she grocery stops today. And boom. And now I'm hungry. Damn it, Dave. I'm hungry.
Oh, man.
Actually, that's a real good thing.
It is. It is. Yep,
go ahead.
It surely is. Okay. Well, first of all, I liked the way you read that. You just put a little bit of singing in there, a little bit of reading. But even when you were just reading, it still felt very musical. Like it just fit with the song. Again, the humor in this just cracks me up. I love how it brings us into the mindset of a man who just doesn't know what to do or, you know, feed himself when his woman's away. I really like no PBJ when she's not home. Bread goes stale when she's away. Ain't no sandwich when she's gone. And we're out of provolone. Hope she's at the store today. Great lines and very well done.
Yes. This hits on the guy who expects, all right, woman, go to the store, get the groceries, come home. I'm hungry. He's looking at the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Out of mayonnaise. Out of provolone. Damn. Peanut butter and jelly? And all the hot dog buns are gone? That's an empty house. You better pray she's not out getting the nails and hair done and buying a dress instead of food. Because it's going to be a long time coming before that sandwich gets there. And I guess that might be the idea. Because we got the free hope she grocery shops today angle. Well, hell, if she ain't grocery shopping, what the hell is she spending the money on?
That is a good question. Probably, I would guess, a few drinks with the ladies and a strip club or something.
All right. Where do we go now?
All right. Our next poem is Midnight Caller by Stelina. And I will give this a read because, unfortunately, I can't get audios in. So maybe another time we'll be able to hear her. But for now, we'll have to settle for me. And it goes like this. Hello? 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 Who is this? Who is this? Hello? Hello? Please, who is this? Stop calling me. Street lamps glow. She sees him there looking up at her with his intense stare. Each moment expecting the phone to ring, so jumpy she forgets almost everything. Her hands are clammy, her breathing tight, shadows deformed in the surreal light. The midnight caller stands and waits to get inside his obsession to taste. His perfect victim living alone, he's thinking he's safe, no one at home. Hello, hello, get off this line, leave me alone. What the hell are you doing to me? Why me? Just go away. Go away or you'll regret it. You'll really regret it. She sits and prays, please go away. What have I done to you anyway that you should want to do me harm and fill my dark hours with alarm? You think you could dupe me and gain trust, but now I am going to do what I must. You're going to regret it if you set foot in here. Because neither am I what I appear, my trigger fingers itching, waiting for the chance to make your limbs contort in a death dance. A vulnerable girl I am not, and you'll be gone in just one shot. So here you are now at my door. I hear you panting for what's in store. But boy, have I got a surprise for you. Just step through the door to see what I'm going to do. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. This kind of reminds me of those Charles Bronson movies back in the late 70s, early 80s. Death something. I can't remember. Anyway, it's all about revenge and what's become. And this very much walks that angle. For me, you get a little creepy vibe with the phone. That kind of, there's an Alfred Hitchcock feel to that. And especially with the that first stanza. Street lamps glow. She sees him there looking at her with intense stare. Each moment expecting the phone to ring. So jumpy she forgets almost everything. There's a nice note of a little scene in the moment working perfectly. And again, the phone call. And then just the sit back and the wait. That is that nice tense angle of it's coming. It's coming. And bang, bang. And out go his light. You got to read it, Pam. What about you?
Yeah, this was a fun one to read. It really was. I do wish we had a SoundCloud. I did joke around because Delita said the only thing is we didn't have sound effects because there's a heavy breather and a gunshot at the end. And I said, oh, well, I could have just had Rex breathe heavy. Anyways, I really like this. I like how it has the back and forth. Like, she has the hello, 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 who is this moment where you feel the fear and the intensity, and it throws you off. You know, this is a great rap. Like, I'm looking forward actually to listen to this SoundCloud. Wonderful rhyme and flow, hard-hitting lines, and the twist at the end is so awesome. It's just the kind of dark twist that I really enjoy. My trigger fingers itching, waiting for the chance to make your limbs contort in a death dance. A vulnerable girl, I am not, and you'll be gone in just one shot. You know, awesome hard-hitting lines. I think this is definitely a well-deserved silver and very well done. And very awesome show tonight, Rex. Great rights. I had a lot of fun.
Yes, it was a nice, wonderful evening with the Blinded by the Light and all the oddities that got brought to the table with it, which was fun. So thank you, everyone. Great show, Pam. Stelina and Dave, thank you for the boards. Much appreciated. And remember, next week, go check out the Ramones. We've got a few, well, 10 songs in there to play with. If you don't find what you like there, then dig into their repertoire and pen for something that you do like. So the choice is yours. Have fun, and we'll see you again next week. Good night, everybody, and thank you very much.